time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side, the MAAA Conference Tournament wrapped up with the gold bracket on Thursday. In semifinals, the Potosi Lady Trojans dispatched 4-seed Bismarck in straight sets, 25-23, 25-19. Eden Robart had 8 kills, 2 aces, and a block for Potosi. Eve Litton had 5 kills. Lauren Pearson with 7 kills and 2 blocks. Ayla Hawkins with 6 kills and a block. In the second semifinal, it came down to the wire. 2-seed Valley Catholic needed 3 sets to beat 6-seed St. Genevieve, 25-21, 21-25, 25-23. Lexi Ram led the Lady Warriors with 9 kills and 2 blocks, and Ava Bowman had 8 kills and 4 blocks. St. Genevieve's Emma Gegg with 10 kills and a block in the loss and picked up her 1,000th career dig in the game. Then in the third place game, the Dragons would face off with 4-seed Bismarck, and the Lady Indians would get a straight set winner, 25-19, 25-20. Ayla Hawkins had 6 kills, 2 aces, and 2 blocks in the win for the Bismarck Lady Indians as they finish third. The championship game, a match of two heavyweights, the large school and small school outright champions. Top seed Potosi, 2-seed Valley Catholic. The Lady Trojans took set one, 25-20, and in set two, trailed, but it was back and forth through the middle portions of the set with ties at 8-8, 9-9, 10-10, 11-11. Potosi would then rattle off 8 of 9 to take an 18-12 lead, wouldn't trail after that, and answer to Valley Point with a stuffed block to win the championship. Bowman serving. McCarthy receives. Set to the far side, Smith off of a block, dug out of the block. Players come together. Set to the near side, Ram tipped over. McCarthy. Robart sends over a free ball. To the near side, Ram again. Through a block. Down for a point. It's Smith with the stuff. And the Potosi Lady Trojans have won the conference championship for the first time since 1993. Eden Robart had 16 kills and an ace in the championship game. Eve Litton added 11 kills. Adeline Gibson for Potosi picked up her 1,000th career assist. After the win, Potosi Lady Trojan head coach Ashley Matthews.
I cannot be more proud of them. They set their minds to this, and we talked about how we didn't win this last year and how things went, and they had their mindset to it, and they came to battle today. They played some phenomenal volleyball. I feel like I haven't really seen that the past couple weeks, but they got the job done tonight and incredibly proud of them.
Lady Warrior head coach Nancy Fisher on the gold bracket Thursday.
The four teams that ended up here in the gold bracket did a great job and then put on a great show for the fans. I thought it was a lot of entertaining volleyball, a lot of long rallies. It was a shame we didn't win a couple of those long rallies here in this match against Potosi, but it was some good volleyball. I was really proud of our kids, how they played, and actually of all the kids on all the teams and how they played.
The Potosi Lady Trojans win their first MAAA Conference Tournament Championship since 1993. On the softball side Thursday, Class 5 District 1 Tournament Quarterfinal, 1-seed Lindbergh beats 8-seed Farmington 16-2. In Class 3 District 1 Tournament Quarterfinal, 2-seed Fredericktown over 7-seed Afton 20-0, and 3-seed North County beats 6-seed Herculaneum 13-1. Those two teams will face off on Saturday, Fredericktown against North County at Fredericktown. Weather permitting, we'll have it for you on KFMO pregame coverage starting at 12:30 with the first pitch at 1 o'clock. Girls tennis, Class 1 District 1 Tournament Championship, and North County falls to Kennett 5-2. In boys soccer, Farmington beats Perryville 1-0, and Fredericktown falls to St. Pius by the same score. Mineral Area College Volleyball, Max sweeps Kaskaskia 25-11, 25-13, 25-13. And high school football week 8, Thursday night football, the North County Raiders, fresh off of their shutout win over Windsor last Friday, they beat St. Clair 24-14. Other Week 8 games coming up today, the Farmingtonites in our broadcast game are in the Festus playing the Tigers, a matchup of 2 6-1 schools. We'll have coverage for you on AM 1240 KFMO, beginning with the tailgate show, fueled by McDonald's at 6, kickoff tonight at 7 o'clock. Live video on the website, kfmosports.com. Other Week 8 matchups, Central hosts Dexter, the Potosi Trojans are in DeSoto, Fredericktown's at home against Windsor, Hillsboro hosts Chaminade, St. Genevieve back on their home field playing Jefferson, and the Valley Catholic Warriors, a rematch of the team that ended their season last year, they host Bowling Green. NHL, the St. Louis Blues will be in action Saturday as they return to the ice, trying to answer that 8-3 loss on Wednesday. The Blues will host the Dallas Stars. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery, despite goaltender Joel Hofer's struggles on Wednesday, why does he intend to play Hofer more this season than he did last year?
If you look at Benner's career, more games he's played, you know, it's just harder on the body. And being in the West, you switch time zones a lot more than you do in the East. You look at the goalies that play a lot. Martin Brodeur's career, he was in the East. You know, Tuukka Rask played a lot of games in Boston. He was in the East. You know, the goalie in Tampa, he's in the East.
The Blues and Stars on B104.3 on Saturday. Coverage starts at 5:30, puck drop at 6 o'clock. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play on Sunday at high noon against the Las Vegas Raiders. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the offense should do nothing but get better as they get wide receiver Rashee Rice back from suspension.
I think we've gotten better and better. And adding guys like Xavier back and then getting Rashee back will just continue to hopefully improve what we can do. And so I think all you can ask for is to get better each and every week, and I feel like we're doing that.
The Chiefs and Raiders, Sunday on KFMO. Coverage starts at 11 a.m., kickoff at high noon. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers play at Auburn. Mizzou is number 16. That game taking place tomorrow night at 6:45. Tiger head coach Eli Drinkwitz says Auburn's 0-3 SEC record does not indicate how talented they are.
Auburn is a really good football team. They've lost three really difficult games, two of them on the road, one at home, under some unusual circumstances, but they have a lot of fight. They're always in those games. They're a very good defensive football team, which allows them to always have an opportunity to be in the game. I think all three phases are well coached, well designed, and well schemed.
And Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC wraps up the regular season tomorrow against Real Salt Lake. Interim head coach David Critchley says he truly believes his team made significant progress as the season comes to a close.
100%, we're on the right track. These guys have grown tremendously off the field as a group. On the field, I think we've all seen really good performances. We've seen some results now also tie into that in the last four or five games as well. So I do believe this group of players is going in the right direction.
City and Real Salt Lake tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we wrap it up with Major League Baseball. ALCS Game 4 last night, the Toronto Blue Jays even up the series, beating Seattle 8-2, and the Los Angeles Dodgers one game away from the World Series. They're up on the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0 after the Game 3 win last night, 3-1. Game 5 of the ALCS tonight, NLCS Game 4 tonight, the Dodgers on the cusp of back-to-back World Series appearances. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.